following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you.
Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment.
And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We've been talking about this new SECURE Act that just went into effect on January 1st, and people are waking up surprised about how the money that they intend to leave to the next generation is about to become very expensive to them. Yeah, this new SECURE Act was designed not only, well, I think it's interesting. The acronym for SECURE is Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement. Yeah, there's parts of it that would do that, but others, man, it is a little disastrous. And it's leaving estate planners scrambling. It's leaving folks that are approaching, that are not well, people that are chronically ill or are struggling with their health. It's asking them to really start thinking very quickly about whether the beneficiaries that they've named and the way in which they're doing it, if this is the way they want to structure it. It's leaving everybody the thought of understanding, oh my goodness, I could be passing an enormous tax burden onto my children when I wasn't doing that a week ago. In December in 2019, this rule has changed a lot of stuff. Now is the time to rethink and relook at your retirement plans. This is a period of time where you say to yourself, you know what? I don't know if I want to go about this thing on my own. A lot of people feel pretty good when they're working and they're saving money. They're putting money into their 401k. They're preparing to grow their wealth and all of that. And then when they hit retirement, they think to themselves, oh my goodness, my paycheck has just stopped. But no worries. I'll live off my Social Security. Maybe I'll pull some money from my investments. I know I get this required minimum distribution I have to take, all that kind of stuff. Well, all of a sudden, the rules have just changed. And one of the things that Americans I know want to spend less of is money on taxes. If you can cut back on the amount of taxes you have to pay, that's something you want to look at very seriously. One of the things we do at Friedman Financial is look at your whole situation. Understand where you stand financially. Understand all aspects of your financial life so that you can take money from the right places at the right time to give you the income you need, but manage your tax liability as best you possibly can. That is not something that you know how to do on a daily basis, and it is something that we do every single day at Friedman Financial. This SECURE Act is impacting everybody. If now's the time for a second opinion, if now's the time to get a fresh new look at your overall retirement plan, at your overall financial situation, and build a strategy to understand what's truly going to happen upon your death, upon the transfer of wealth from one person to another, it's time to sit down and talk. It's more than just writing a will, folks. It's more than just setting up a trust, because a lot of those decisions may not impact what the real issues are in your financial life. I'll tell you, we had somebody come in last week. Actually, it was a listener to the radio show. Came into the office, and they told me that the first thing they need to do is they feel bad. They're 72 and 73 years old. They don't have a will. And they're really worried that if something happens to them, that they need to have a will, because if they're losing sleep over it. They said, we're going on a vacation in February. We're going for 3 weeks away on vacation. If we die in a plane crash, if we die overseas, we don't have a will, what's going to happen? And I had already looked at their financial situation. We had talked about this. They brought me statements. We'd gone through everything that they had. And I helped them understand that by having a will wasn't going to change anything. Because everything that they owned already was in a retirement account. They were renters, so they didn't own property. They had retirement assets. And their retirement assets, it was $400,000 or $500,000 in retirement assets. And we looked, and they had named each other as beneficiary, and they had named their children as what's called a contingent beneficiary, meaning if both of them were to pass away or the second one, it goes to the kids. So I said, so why do you think you need a will? They said, so that when we die, we'll know the courts and everybody will know where the money goes. I said, well, you've already named that. You've already named that in your documents. Now, if you own accounts individually in just your name, if you have not named contingent beneficiaries, if you own a piece of property that's just in your name, or perhaps you even own a property jointly, and you're worried about a common death, both of you dying at the same time, and you're worried, well, where's the money going to go to? Well, yeah, that's when you want to be sure you have those wills. And don't get me wrong, I think a will is very important to have. I think proper estate planning is important to have. But what they were freaking out over was the wrong thing. They were freaking out over, oh my God, we need to find an estate planning attorney. We need to get a will. I said, what you really need, and getting a will is fine, but what you really need more than anything else, and everybody I believe needs this, is a healthcare proxy and a power of attorney. There is far more likely that someone will need to pull the power of attorney and act on your behalf to sign documents to make decisions for you rather than having to step up and become the executor to your estate. Yeah, we're all going to die. We all know that. But the likelihood of you needing someone to help you, needing to step in your place, is far more likely. Now, granted, when you go to visit with an estate planning attorney, it's generally a package now. They put together a will. They'll give you a power of attorney. They'll give you a healthcare proxy. They'll even put a homestead on your home. Those are general practices. Do you need a trust? Maybe. I don't know. I think trusts are a little oversold, especially to the general population here. I think there are many people that need trusts, that it's appropriate for them. But there are many instances where a trust is just, frankly, not necessary. And then another thing that I see happen all the time is people who go to an estate planning attorney, have a trust drafted, yet they never put the assets that they own into the trust. So they say, I have a trust. I said, well, that's nice that you have it. What's in the trust? Well, everything's in the trust because I have this document. No, you have to change the ownership from your assets and put it into the trust. Folks, there's a lot more to managing your life in retirement, to managing your life financially, than just picking out the right asset allocation for your portfolio. At Friedman Financial, we are focused on the big picture of financial planning. Yeah, we manage a lot of money, close to $500 million now. Hard for me to believe that we're managing close to that amount of money. But we're also giving advice in all aspects of one's financial situation. And some of the advice that we need to give comes from this new SECURE Act that was put into place on January 1st. You're going to hear a lot about it. The press is going to talk to you in little sound bites. And you go, oh, that impacts me. That doesn't impact me. It's going to impact a lot of people. And if it was your intent to be so frugal with your money so that you could leave your children a nice nest egg and you wanted them to be able to use this for their lifetime, some of those provisions may not be possible anymore. Imagine if your kids had to take your... Imagine if you, for instance, look at you. Look at your retirement account. Imagine someone came to you right now and said, you've got $500,000 in your retirement account. You have to take it all out and pay tax on it in 10 years. That's pretty daunting, isn't it, considering all the other sources of income you have as a retiree. Now imagine your child inheriting your retirement account and them having that responsibility of having to inherit your money and pay taxes on this money within 10 years, and they're working, and chances are maybe they're trying to qualify for financial aid. Maybe they're trying to manage their own personal finances and they're about to have to take distributions from this IRA, and you're realizing, oh my goodness, I'll never qualify for financial aid ever again because of this money I'm going to have to bring in. And see, so your grandparents or your parents might think, well, that would be good. That money was designed to pay for Johnny's education. And you thought to yourself, well, wait a second. I wasn't counting on mom and dad's inheritance to pay for Johnny's education. I was hoping financial aid would reduce the cost of college for my children so that I didn't have to pay as much. And when I inherit mom and dad's money, I'll have a little bit more to help secure my retirement. Oh, things have changed, folks, and we haven't even touched on all the possibilities and ways that this isn't going to impact it. There are possibilities and reasons why you, as a retiree today, should begin taking more money out of your IRA now rather than just taking your required minimum distribution. Because perhaps you're in a lower income tax bracket than may your children be. That's possible. It may make sense to start taking money from your IRA before you turn 72, because if you were listening earlier, it's no longer 70 and a half, folks. Starting this year, 72 is the year when you have to take a minimum distribution, not 70 and a half. Perhaps these are the reasons this new secure plan is a reason why you should consider converting some of your IRA dollars to a Roth IRA. Maybe. Huh, what does that mean? What does that mean to convert my IRA to a Roth IRA? Well, let's say you have $100,000 in your IRA. Let's say you were, 63 years old. I was reading, an advisor who had written a story, and he says there are peaks and valleys of earnings in our life. And there are valleys, usually our 20s when we're kind of in our lowest earning years. We hit our 50s where we're in our highest earning years. Then we approach retirement where we aren't working, we're collecting Social Security, perhaps we're pulling money from our investment accounts. Those are kind of our lower earning years. And then we hit that 72 number, that 72 years old number, not 70 and a half anymore, where we have to start taking money from our IRA. But perhaps in our 60s, it could, and I'm not saying would, it could make sense to convert your IRA or maybe one of your IRAs to a Roth. And what does that mean? That means taking that IRA, paying tax on it right now, and then allowing it to grow tax-free forever. And when you want to take out money down the road, 10 years, 15, 20 years down the road, you take that money out, it's free. When your tax liability may be higher than what it is today. All of those are considerations that you need to run through your scenarios now. This is about being thoughtful in your planning. And yeah, the government's putting it on you, folks. The government wants their tax money. That's what they've said. We want to try to get our tax money because everybody wants lower taxes while they're working. They want lower taxes while they're working. But in doing so, it's creating a further deficit here in our country. Yet, there are ways in which we can reclaim tax money, and that's by collecting money that you've been deferring on your IRAs a little bit quicker after you die. Because it used to be when you died, you could pass the money on to another generation and stretch it out. The beneficiary would only have to take a very, very small amount. And they could stretch that out forever and pass it on to the next generation and stretch it out forever. Could they take out more? Of course they could. But you're only required to take a small amount. All those rules have changed, folks. If you were born, it doesn't matter when you were born. January 1st, if someone dies and they've passed the money on to you, and you're not what's called a qualified beneficiary, a spouse, a child who is a minor, a beneficiary who is less than 10 years, or someone that is chronically ill and disabled, when you inherit that money, let's say you're the child of your parent, you inherit the money, rule says you got to take the money out 10 years. So imagine $100,000 might not be so painful because you can spread that out $10,000 over 10 years. But there's a lot of people out there that have 401ks and retirement accounts that are $800,000, $1 million, $2 million. $2 million. Let's say it's you and your sister, and you're each inheriting $1 million from mom, and you have to take this money out in 10 years. Could you imagine adding $100,000 of taxable income to what you're already collecting now? That includes all the stuff that you're making. Maybe you're in your prime earning years. You've just added an extra $100,000. You've just moved yourself into a much higher tax bracket. Perhaps you could be paying upwards of 50% between federal, state, and Social Security tax. That is a big deal, folks. You got to be careful. You've got to be ready. It's time for you to sit down and get a second opinion about your financial plan. We are ready for you at Friedman Financial. Give us a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us on the web, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. We are scheduling initial consultations for you because we know that this SECURE Act is going to impact almost everybody. You got to understand how it impacts you. Give us a call. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.